Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. He is on vacation. It's time for extremely local news. So from Black Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey's on the phone. How are you, Seamus?
I'm great, Lisa. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was intrigued by the story that you're covering, looking for the top dog or the top wiener, or, you know, do you have to love hot dogs to participate in this thing? I would imagine, right?
I think you need to be a little past that point of loving them and just being obsessed with them, because this one's not for the faint of heart. It's something that Vienna Beef came up with. Pretty much is just a way to promote the hot dog stands that sell their dogs. They're calling it the Vienna Beef Hot Dog Stand Challenge. How many different Chicago hot dog stands in the area can you visit in the next 2 months? It started yesterday. We were checking people online. Some people at 8 a.m. were eating hot dogs and checking in and trying to get to as many of the 369 different spots that are playing along with this.
We have 369 hot dog stands in the Chicago area.
You know, I think there's probably a lot more than that. These are the ones just that are participating in this, the sell Vienna Beef. But yeah, I mean, how many do you think you could hit in 60 days?
No, I couldn't. I share my house with a pig. So I try not to eat the pets that I raise. But
oh my God, well that's probably a good idea.
But I'm all for the Vienna Beef hot dogs. Okay, but it is an interesting thing, and I understand that it's really to try and spur some, you know, bring in some money for some of these hot dog stands that have really been hit hard during the COVID situation.
Right, exactly. And that's the Vienna Beef folks said it's just sort of like a lighthearted way to reward their customers, to drive some business to these vendors and get people out. Whoever the winner gets, they get 12 different, they're calling it luxury experiences, once a month for a year. And it could be VIP tickets to the Bears, the Vienna Beef factory tour. There's also some like a gift card, and of course a trophy that someone will can proudly display on their mantle that they eat the most hot dogs in 2 months.
I'm wondering if you go to the hot dog factory tour if you're really going to want to eat a hot dog again.
Right, exactly. Something you don't want to know too much about.
Exactly. We don't want to know how they make the sausage. Seamus Toomey is on the phone. He is the editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. And I love everything you cover. I know you're a nonprofit because every time I'm clicking on one of your stories, you know, you get the, hey, can you pitch in? Because you're 70% reader-funded, correct?
That's right. We're a nonprofit. We rose from the ashes of when DNA Info closed one evening a couple years ago. So we just started it on our own. We've got reporters spread out all throughout the city covering neighborhood news, sort of the overlooked stories that sometimes get missed, and just the interesting stories out there. You know, Chicago is a city of neighborhoods, so we love to cover just the individual neighborhood stories as best we can.
I understand that we have a big birthday tomorrow. Is that correct?
That's right. I heard Steve mention this a little bit earlier on the news, but day coming up tomorrow and next week at the Shedd Aquarium, their baby beluga, which is, you know, absolutely adorable. If you look at some of the pictures of this little guy named Atlas, he turns a year tomorrow, and it's really a notable milestone because that first year is just so important for all of us. But belugas, especially when they're at the Oceanarium, it's a huge milestone for them to continue to grow and thrive and play with the others. And then Atlas's buddy Harmony turns a year old in 10 days as well. That's a Pacific white-sided dolphin. They were born really close together last year. The beluga, it's interesting that This is the first second generation beluga born at the Oceanarium. Atlas's mother was born there as well. So it's kind of cool. And it's, you know, it's great that it's all back open again. You can see these guys and celebrate their birthdays.
Seamus, I know that, you know, you're a reporter, you're a journalist, but I feel like you feel pretty close to those creatures. You got a sweet spot in your heart for the shed.
Yeah, that's right. I'm throwing all my objectivity out the window and say on the air, I love beluga whales. They are adorable to look at, and just really cool program they run out there at the shed.
How can you not? They're just, you just want to jump in the water with them. What is this story about the Edgebrook Bakery owner who's finally reopened for business? Is it Mona Claudia Flores?
Right. This is, this is one of those, all the COVID stories are troubling. This one as well, because Mona and her husband David were fully vaccinated. They opened during the pandemic a place called Mona's Sweet Spot, 5412 West Devon. This is in downtown Edgebrook. And they both in the past 3 weeks have contracted very serious cases of COVID-19. David Flores has been in the hospital for weeks. He just got out. Mona as well was very sick. So they had to shut down this bakery that they've had, you know, only been open for a little bit. The good news is they're both getting better. Mona actually is recovered. She reopened the shop yesterday at 10 a.m. She sells cakes, cupcakes, cookies, becoming a popular place in Edgebrook. So she's excited just to get back out there. But, you know, these breakthrough COVID cases when, you know, you think you might be in the clear, and next thing you know, he was in the hospital getting oxygen for a while. But they're opening again. They're doing some fundraising to help pay for some of their bills. But I think the biggest thing is, if you're a fan of cupcakes and cakes and you're around the Edgebrook area, check out Mona's Sweet Spot on Devon.
I love that you're helping mom and pop businesses like that, because a lot of people had a dream and unfortunately decided to realize that dream and open a business during or right before the pandemic. And you know, then thinking somewhere in late spring of this year, like, oh, we're good. We're going to be back on the business track again. And now we're getting hit with things that prevent that from happening. So I'm glad that you're giving them a little push and helping people understand that any cupcakes they want to buy should be purchased there today. Correct?
Yes, eat them with your hot dogs after, for breakfast.
Seamus Toomey, the editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Lisa. Take care.